We are free indeed. Where Jesus shows up, there's freedom in the house. And God, I'm needing freedom in my house. So that's why you gave us an opportunity to ask Jesus to come into your house and live mightily. We thank you. We praise you for this. We worship you today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, God bless you. Happy 4th of July. Hope you're having a blast in the best sense. I love the Lord on how he puts together a 4th of July. You know, yesterday I watched the weather quite a bit because I work with a lot of the farmers and knowing how important it is that rain comes at the right time so they can get a bumper crop. I don't pray for, you know, a quarter. And this year it's kind of interesting because if you look at the grain, the stalk is so short, but on top of it, the heads are so big. And that's, in some senses, that's good because if you have long stalk and the wind comes, it blows over and then it causes problems for swatting and combining. But we need to know that God is doing something great. And last night there was a demonstration again of the 4th of July. He did it on the 3rd. And it was pretty cool. You know, about 10, I don't know if you're up about 10, 10:30 and the lightning and thunder and just, I said, you know, you can get a little, you know, they'll be at the casino lighting off fireworks and they'll be pretty cool. And there'll be some big bangs, but you know, God never is outdone in anything that he does. So praise the Lord for that. Thank you, praise and worship team. Appreciate that. Hallelujah. Happy 4th of July. Hallelujah. Yes. Well, 4th of July. I like the time that we're in. I noticed the last time I preached, I had notes. It was Father's Day, so, you know, that was on the 20th. So, hallelujah. So, 4th of July, wow. And the time that we're in, and sometimes they say the 4th is when you hit the 4th, that's almost like summer's half over. And I don't know about that. I'm hoping that we're going to have more than a month and a half more of summer, or at least decent weather. Hallelujah. And I was thinking about the song selection today and, you know, his love and his ability to love us wherever we're at, whatever we're doing or not doing, he's able to do that. And that's pretty powerful if you think about that. And I was thinking about God. You know, why do I worship God? Do you worship God? You know, so when we talk about worship, I'm going, okay, well, then we get our songs out and we sing. And, I mean, just think of the songs that have been written about Jesus and the redemptive work and God, the mighty fortress that he is, truly is. And some thoughts is, well, we have a choice, and that's true in choices, I guess. There's a lot of things that you make a choice, and if it's a right choice, it probably will prosper you. If it's not a right choice, it probably will hinder you. And yet, sometimes you're so determined to make your choice, you miss all the choices that God has given us to do. And I was thinking about the blessing, Deuteronomy 28, and I'm not going there, but there was 14 blessings, 14 verses of blessing. And if you do this, then you're blessed here. And if you do that, then you're blessed there. And it's 14, man, by the time you're all pumped up in the 14th, area, it's fantastic. But then there's a whole bunch of verses after that that's saying, well, if you don't do it, this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen, and this is what's going to happen. And you're going, well, I don't want that to happen to me, and I don't either. I want the first 14. And sometimes we get the idea, well, you have a choice, and certainly you have a choice. But is it the best choice made? And if you had a sane person next to you that's saying that I'm going to start at 14 and carry, or 15 and carry out the rest of the voices, you'd say, you are insane. You've lost your marbles upstairs. And you know what? There's a lot of people that have lost their marbles upstairs. And they keep on declaring things that are not healthy for themselves, not healthy for the society we live in, not healthy for their family. And they said, well, it's our choice. True enough, it's your choice, but you don't want to choose that. And if I was going to fight something, I will fight a choice that is going to jeopardize the freedom of myself, my family, my loved ones, the community I live in, the state I live in. I love the United States of America. Why do you love them? Well, because there's 50 of them. All right? And that's 50 ideas of what we can do with a lot of people thinking the way they have an opportunity to think, and they represent a people, so we have a people that they represent, and we send them off to wherever, Washington or Minneapolis, and that's freedom. You know, you can call it capitalism, but it is actually freedom that people, not just one person, is getting the information, and then you have to swallow everything that one person says. So I believe that the United States of America is a great place to live. I believe that the anointing is upon America. I believe that the United States is anointed by the God of heaven and earth. You'd say, well, I don't believe that. That's not a problem. You know, that's why we get to live where we live. And I was thinking about Israel. You know, Israel, you know, they have had their situations as far as their choosing this and choosing that. And they were the apple of God's eye. And, you know, when you start thinking about what God thought and did for Israel, what a powerful, powerful statement of faith that God had in Israel. In a nation that seemed to be well, it was the smallest nation, it was probably the weakest nation, but God raised it up on the earth to be a great, great nation. And God can raise up, and he can take down whatever he wants to raise up or whatever he wants to take down. But I do believe that what God has placed on our forefathers, on the leadership way back in the 1700s and earlier, maybe 1500s up to this time, I believe that God anointed so many men and women from the United States of America to write songs, to have an anointing that would break any yoke. And I believe that if we will stick with our purpose that God places on the earth, we will have the same promises fulfilled that were fulfilled by Israel as long as they stuck with the promises. We have that choice. Amen? And today, in our society today, everyone has some kind of an idea. But I want to tell you that God has some kind of idea too. And he's not silent about what he's saying. One thing, it's in his word. And these are promises that God gives us. Amen? So I'm excited about the 4th of July. I'm excited about the songs that we sang. We're going to sing them one more time just for 4th of July's sake. And I think it'd be very, very good for us. We have an opportunity to sow into our kingdom or into the kingdom of God. Which is our kingdom, thy kingdom come. I want it on earth, and it comes from heaven. So if you're making out a check, you can make it payable to the community church. We are still, or has all that finances come in, Jeremy? No, it hasn't come in, okay. Okay, so we're building our media station with cameras and different things. I'm not quite for sure exactly where that's at. I did ask the inspector of the, yeah, that's good. Les, thank you so very much. Why don't you come on up? Did want to just mention that there's some issues inside and outside our building that's going to amount to about $6,000, probably $7,000 by the time it's done, and that would be hired out. And one of them is replacing the roof or the shingles on that first part, the 30 by 30, the entryway. Reason is, you look at the shingles, we could repair, except they don't make those shingles anymore. And so we're going to do something that's going to, because isn't it beautiful? You know, was that just last year that we did that, or has that been 2 years? 2 years. So 2 years, and that is the best entryway. I just love that entryway. So I would, if I was going to church here, I'd like an entryway like that. Yeah. So anyway, we're going to preserve that by putting a new roof on so it doesn't. Now we do have a situation with the roof situation. In the back, we have some shingle situation on our, if you get it, we get a real mean southwest wind apparently, that we have some real spots on the big part. And so just calling that person in, he gave us that type of estimate. And I'm going, well, we need to do it. So you can pray about that. Your finances are not being written out to Kurt Jacobson for vacation or something on that order. So with that thought, you can come and give your offering, and we thank you for participating, and God bless you. Amen. All right. So, as we started out the service this morning, it was two songs: "Star Spangled Banner," "America the Beautiful." Aren't they great? And I always think about greatness comes because there's something about the song that's great. And I think about some of the things that have been written, like "One Nation Under God" on our currency. I think that was the smartest thing. Whoever come up with that? Diane, do you have anyone, or was that just a, and how long has that been? Long time? Please do, yeah. Don't worry about that if you're using your phone for that. Okay, I think that was a great idea. And, you know, there's something about it that has to have an anointing, because it's like, it just sticks in my heart. In God we trust. One nation under God. And I've told the story about working with a Jehovah's Witness person, that when I put a sign on my pickup, I had a little Jesus and a big Jacobson. And so he come and he pointed that out to me, and it spurred my heart to get a big Jacobson, and a big Jesus and a not so big Jacobson. I didn't take the Jacobson sign off there, but the sign I did put on there was much bigger letters on there. And when I come back and I drove in on the job, he just looked at me and shook his head. And I think sometimes we just need to be that type of tenacity-driven people that they just look at you and just shake their head. These guys are going to do something that's crazy, and crazy isn't always wrong. Amen. It's just crazy. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 10:27 tells us this, and it shall come to pass in that day, hallelujah, let's all say that day, that his burden shall be taken away from off your shoulders, and his yoke from off your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. And so when we sing these songs or repeat something over and over again, a good chance it's because there's an anointing to it, and that we begin to break the forces of the enemy off our lives, whether it be a beast bearing yoke. You know, you see an animal, and you know, one area in Ezekiel 1, it talks about the ox, the nature of the ox, and gives us an idea that there is times in our lives that when we enter in, that there's work to be done, and we get that nature of the ox. That doesn't mean that the burden is so heavy that we're going to fall. No, he just gives us that type of power to be able to walk through things that are very difficult. And we have the strength. You know, sometimes, well, I just want to be an eagle. Fine, you know, you'll fly and you get up there. And I remember Pastor Jim, before he was pastor, he said, you know what, I really like to be an eagle flying, but we never learned how to land. And I think in thinking of landing, you know, as an eagle, sometimes we have to come back to humanity. And you know, it was the face of man was humanity. Are we interested in our fellow man? And that was one of the faces. And it was, and then the lion. And you know, how many people want to be a lion? Yeah. And these guys even got their names. They really wanted to be a lion. So we need to understand there's an anointing that God sends to us to break every yoke. Amen. It's like the blessings of Deuteronomy 28, those 14 blessings are ours for the taking if we don't take something else. It's kind of like having medicine that cures nothing that you have and hinders you, and you're taking that medicine. That's not the right medicine. This is the medicine you're supposed to take so that you will be cured of your affliction. And I really believe that Joel Osteen, he preached a message on similar on this thing, that you have to declare it before it begins to happen. And in declaration and in declaring it, there's an anointing to that declaration that breaks off the yoke, breaks off the neck, the heaviness around your neck, and that you get free. And who the Son says free, you're going to be free indeed. When we sing, you know, I go to basketball games, and sometimes, most of the time, they don't have the band playing anymore. So the Star Spangled Banner or something like that, you don't hear. But we get up and we say the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and we've talked about the pledge. I pledge my allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. You know, there's something about that. There's an anointing if you're using it a little bit up here instead of just reciting it. When we sing these songs, the Star Spangled Banner, I think about that the battles that were going on. I think about the soldiers that were fighting the wars, and the flag was still there. There's an anointing to the flag still withstanding. There's still hope in this world that God has it under control. In one nation under God. And I really believe that we, once we get anointed and make declaration of those anointings, then we will begin to see our society change, people getting ticked off at you, because not everyone wants the society to change, except to a negative force. All right? And will you have some enemies? Absolutely. Does God have some enemies? Did Jesus have any enemies? No, he was just, you know, fancy free and just out there preaching. Best preacher in the world. You know, the first sermon that he preached, they were threatened to take him, and they wanted to take him, and they were going to take him and throw him off a cliff. Now, that's what I call preaching. Your first sermon, you'd probably start thinking, maybe I wasn't chose to be a sermon writer and preach that. But Jesus kept on going, and he kept on preaching. And John the Baptist did the same thing. You know what happened to John. You know, John, don't lose your head. You know, and he did. But we need to understand that as we enter into agreement with God, you will have the anointing with you to break the yoke. When you know, talking political things, I get upset. I get in the flesh. I have to repent. I'm thinking about, okay, where in the world did a person come up with that? But it's not. It's the yoke that they're under. It's the bondage they're under. I mean, after 65 million babies that have been destroyed because of birth control and our convenience, it's pretty stupid to figure that God's in that in any way, shape, or form. And if you kill something innocent, it is the best chance to enter into a curse on your life. It destroys something innocent. And there is nothing greater of innocence than a baby, an unborn baby, not being able to come and live on planet Earth that God made. And I have not always had that view about abortion. But boy, I tell you what, when God takes you through the school of the anointing about abortion, you get that and you get set free. And I've never had more of a conviction about that. In fact, I think I could die for that. But maybe I need to live for it instead of dying for it. You know, saying, okay, we're not going here. We were on some marches, abortion marches. I don't think we were right in our way that we dealt with it all, but we were doing something with it. It was saying, hey, this thing isn't right. It's a wrong thing. It's a wrong concept. It's a devilish thing that we're doing as a nation. And you know what? We pay for what we order up at the store. And the store out of hell, he'll send that stuff to us like candy on a stick. So we have to realize that God's doing something great in 2021 about breaking the yoke of bondage off of our lives in every aspect in Jesus' name. You know, and maybe COVID-19 has been a wake-up call for everyone, and then we start getting involved in our thoughts about that. Should we get the shot? Shouldn't we get the shot? Yeah, I've heard that the shot turns you into a monkey, or who knows what it's going to turn you into. All I got to say is that we need to pay attention what God is doing and what he's breaking the yoke of sin and deception and forces that have not come from him, but he can bring great, great victory in our lives. Amen. I got the victory in Jesus' name. Have I done it all right? Probably not. But you know what? We have a merciful God. We got a God in heaven. We've got a beautiful country we live in. Talked about the United States of America. I'm proud to be an American, and I don't know if I could take that word out. I'm honored to be God's child in America, because we're believing in something in God we trust. One nation under God. And we need to understand that God, if we would give him a half a chance to rule, he'll rule. Amen. And sometimes we have to close our mouths because we've got our opinions too, and we want to express them. But sometimes our opinions don't make too much a deal. The opinion of what he said here, right here, pretty much laid out. We're going to go into a Bible college setting for nations this August, end of August. Anyone that's interested in going to Bible college, we have accreditation from associate degree to bachelor's into a master's degree. If you're interested in that, it'll change your life forever. You say, well, it didn't change your life forever. Well, just think, if I wouldn't have been a Bible school teacher and been there for 13 years, what kind of person I'd been. You were fortunate that I went to Bible college. Hallelujah. And you know, Pastor Vicky, 13 years. I can't hardly believe it. In fact, I think I might have to check that out. Maybe I've been lying and you guys saying, you're lying. Well, anyway, that's going through that changed our lives. And I believe that we have courses right now. We have over 100, David, was it 100 different?
It'd be 100
hours. Okay. Okay, 38 different subjects, 100 hours of, yeah, it's going to be fantastic. And what we're really trying to do now, this week I'm going to get a hold of Panama because they were interested in doing something that would be Betsy and Maria and their husbands are planning on doing something in Panama, where we've been working with the Indian reserves of Northern Canada. Now we got 60 reserves, and again, this might, well, it will affect here too. But Canada, the Indian reserves need teaching. They need understanding. They need a foundation. They need the yoke of so many yokes broken over their lives. If they don't get it, they'll never be free. And I'm just going, well, if we could do something, and what really is interesting is we're not doing so much of it. It's going to be teachers from all over. Dead and alive. Some of them have already went to be with the Lord. Others are going to be teaching. You know what? When you teach on a subject matter on TV or for a Bible college, do you think you come up with your second class sermon or your third class? Or yeah, I just come up with this. No, they're going to be the best that they have. When Joyce Myers comes on the Bible school areas, she's going to give her best, right? Now you'd say, well, she's giving her best for me. And that's true, but there's going to be a lot of you around. And we're having it on a Tuesday and a Thursday night, and there's literally, especially in our time zone, all the way from Canada all the way down to South America, we could be together on a Tuesday and a Thursday night. And one thing I found out about United Team International, if you get on the same track with each other in a united team, we've always talked about systematic teaching, where we systematically break down from this point to this point to this point. But because of my anointing, I don't go that way. Now, David would be a good, He could do that because he's systematic, a teacher that would do that. I'm kind of like, okay, well, this is what I felt like today, and I heard that scripture, and I think it's a good one to preach on. But I think systematic teaching brings unity to the body of Christ, if you hear what I'm saying. And for one thing, you'll have something to talk about with people from different places if you're going through the same thing they're going through as far as teaching is concerned. Does that make some sense? All right. So we're really pushing on that. That's going to be a fall deal. And if you're interested in doing something like that, how much does it cost? A lot. So get ready. God's going to have to come up with a lot of money for you. Hallelujah. So, it shall come to pass in that day that the burden shall be taken away. Thank you, Lord, for taking away the burden of anything that we're entering into that would try to hold us back. From off of your shoulders, no weight, no force, no Corona 19, no forces of an enemy coming and bringing fear and doubt and unbelief. From off of your neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We are anointed. We have God's power on the inside of us. We have an anointing. And when we begin to declare the anointing of God's word, in any sense, something's going on in heaven. You know, in that simple prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. When we start declaring heaven to earth, hello, heaven to earth, earth to heaven, there's a communication that starts going on that you start tearing things up. Now, if one person gets that, that'd be one too many for the devil, and God's just laughing because that one person or two people will take on the whole force of the enemy and whip them. But when we start getting unity of what we're doing in declaration, when we begin to declare God's word over any situation, you'll start seeing the difference in who you're praying for, what you're praying for, the any area that you're entering into that would be unknown. God's right with you, just walking with you. Yeah, you're doing good, son. You're doing good, daughter. And so we're excited about whatever God is doing to break the yoke off of our lives. And we are so excited about July 4th. An Independence Day for us is a day of just saying more power, more ability, more anointing, greater outpourings of the Spirit. Now, I'd like to say, this isn't cruel, but I'd say that if you have had an anointing at one time on something, I believe that that anointing is still on you. Now, you might have chose to go to another aspect of an anointing. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, if you're an anointed dancer, then I believe that anointing is upon your life. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to dance the rest of your life, but it could, or you could implement that into the another anointing. I remember Kevin Leo saying, I'm wanting to be, Kevin's a prophet, and he said, I enjoy doing that, but I want to be a healer. So he started studying on healing and outpouring of healing upon in his services, praying that direction, and then he started mentioning what was going on because he was doing that. So, you know, our anointing isn't just stuck on that one place. Well, I preach a little, or I pray a little. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Okay, so We need to know that God is wanting to anoint us in almost any situation that we're entering into, because it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. And it's declaration that brings the yoke forth. If you don't declare it, a good chance you don't believe it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why these songs, when we sing these songs, I believe why they're so anointed is because they've been sang so many different times from so many different generations, that when we sing America the Beautiful, and I don't care about anyone else in another country saying, well, we don't think it's so beautiful, well, stop trying to get in, if you hear what I'm saying. America is a beautiful place to live. It has great opportunity. It has so many good things. And I'm proud that God said, if we trust in you, then we will get the same unity of promise that Israel received. Even in their rebellious state, Israel seemed to have a little bit of rebellion throughout their history. And I don't want anyone to check up on my history in my history book, you know, because I probably could line up with some rebellion that Israel had in their time and in their place. But man, just think about the mighty, mighty forces of God working through people in Israel. When you stop the sun, you could walk on the water. You could, you know, it pretty incredible stuff. You know, what God could do through a man or a woman that was anointed. I mean, take nations on. I think about Queen Esther, one of my favorite books. That woman was anointed. But she had some places that she went to that made her anointed to break the yoke of a whole nation that was under bondage. She was carrying that type of anointing. Ruth, the same thing was, I mean, that girl was carrying an anointing. And didn't look like she had much going. Her husband was gone. Her sons were pretty much gone by the time she got out of there. Her sister-in-law or daughter-in-law's, one of them left, one of them stayed, and it didn't look like she had much going for her. And Naomi didn't think she had much going for her. But Ruth, she just said, well, I'm going to stick in there. I'm going to be doing that. And what should I do? I mean, dumber than a box of rocks, you know. I mean, as far as spiritually speaking. But Naomi said, okay, this is what you do, 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 and this is what you do. And so when she did that, it went very, very good for her. And she ended up in the lineage of Christ, Obed. So she ended up in that lifetime, short lifetime, as one that carried the seed of Obed, that carried the seed of Christ, that broke the yoke of sin, disease, and everything else around when we use that name. Amen. I work in the anointing. If I know nothing, I just say, oh, Jesus, help me. In fact, the first time I come up here, that was my first prayer. I remember Barb Bruno going, God, I don't even know how to pray. How did he pray? He said, oh, Jesus, help us. I like that. Hallelujah. Jesus makes the difference. The Holy Spirit that he left, when we call on the Holy Spirit, makes a difference. I think that we should be the most spiritual church in town. I think that we should advertise that we're a spiritual church, filled with all spiritual gifts, all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. Oh, you're getting too proud. No, I'm getting too understanding that that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to advertise the King of all glory in what we do by His word. Now, if you're not doing His word, don't worry about it. You know, it might be a hit and miss deal. You might get it every once in a while, but if you start missing the prayer of what God wants you to pray and move in. And I mean, you'd say, well, I heard this today. Whatever you do, wherever you're at, whatever job description you have on planet Earth, you can use this authority. If you've got problems in business and they're driving you right out of your ever-living mind, start using your authority. If there's a cursing, lusting, whatever animal that you're around, take authority of the dog. Amen. I want a good dog. I don't want no other bad dog. Four dog? You got four dogs? Man, better come over there. You got any goats? Okay. I'm kind of a goat guy myself. But. So anyway, I think that we, on the 4th of July, all of the fireworks that's going to be shot off, all of the rain that's coming because we keep praying, amen, hallelujah. We already got a 70% chance on Tuesday where we weren't going to have no rain. Now it's 70% chance of rain. Hallelujah. You say, well, do you have anything to do with that? Absolutely. I pray for rain. And I don't pray 1 inch. I like 1 inch, but 2 inches is what we need. Because if we got 2 inches of rain, the corn is hip high. It's supposed to be knee high by the 4th of July, but it's hip high. And I was talking with a farmer, and he said if we had a outpouring of rain upon the corn crop, we'd see things that were just so phenomenal because of the season, this season, 2021. And I hate to have a crop failure. I'd really hate to fail in anything personally. I do not like it. I might walk out and say, well, he wasn't too ticked off. Well, if I failed, I'm not too happy about anything that I failed at least. I want to be a winner. I want my middle name to be Curtis Winner Jacobson. Hallelujah. What's that middle name? Winner. Hallelujah. So, with that thought, we're going to pray, but we're going to sing the prayer. And Jeremy, can we run those two songs again? Are we able to do that? All right. Fantastic. Are you needing to sing with them? Are you? Oh, okay. Well, you certainly can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Happy 4th of July. I hope the 4th of July will never be the same. Last night was so powerful. There was no chance of rain. No chance. But you see, I looked at the oak trees and I told my wife, I said, it's going to rain. And, you know, I'm always telling her that anyway. But I was even noticing the popple trees. When they turn their leaves, oak trees really show it because it's almost like you see the oak and then it turns it and you just go, wow, what's going on there? And it says that, I think it was my Milo Hassel, he was my stepfather, he said, when that happens, get ready for rain within 72 hours. I didn't have to wait that long. I got home from the lakes and I said, look at there. Even creation is shouting out the manifestation of the sons of God. If you just take a look at creation, it's shouting out. It's shouting out. There's a God, there is a God, there is a God. Then he puts on fireworks that makes all the fireworks throughout anywhere they were at just, I mean, blow your mind fireworks. And you know, the thunder wasn't too bad. It wasn't like that strike lightning where it gets real close to you and you know, going. But it was like there was some thunder going on too. Hey, it's God showing his strength in anything and everything in Jesus' name. And I really believe your calling and your gifting, I believe the calling that you're in is helping you, Sarah, sell homes. Because if you didn't have people that had homes and they weren't going to sell their home, and then you say, I don't have no homes to sell. Well, them farmers that make that type of money, they're going to sell their homes, build a new home, or do something on that. And all of the calling that we have. You know what? I was called to be a concrete guy. You say, well, you know, too bad that you had to work all them years concrete. I was called there. Never denied it. Said I liked it. Still like it. Okay, so what's your calling? Les, what's your calling? I noticed something in the back of your truck. Did you leave your end gate open? Yeah. Yeah, and you lost all your tools. There was a thief. Just... No, I was just noticing it was open. But okay, Les has always been that. I know what Les is. I know who he is in the calling and that area. That doesn't mean that, well, he doesn't have a spiritual area of calling, whether it be in prayer, whether it be in prophecy, whether it be in hospitality, whatever it is, we have callings on our lives, amen? But one of the main callings is where you're working at, what you're doing around the people that you're influencing. And if you influence them, they will influence others. And pretty soon you change the whole society that you're living in because of your calling. Amen. And so, you know, sometimes we want to make it so difficult. Your calling is what you're doing. And today, if you were working out in the sewer, which we were doing a few years back, we were talking about that, and we were not sewer guys. Well, we are, if we have to be. And we got out there and we worked in the sewer, and did it make a difference? I don't know. But Jim was out there and I was out there, and his kid said, man, I'd never do that. And I said, yeah, you probably wouldn't, except if you have to, if you know what I mean. And sometimes, especially if you live out in the country, you'd probably be dealing with sewers. That was my calling for that day. Who'd you work with? Well, the guy that come to pump the sewer, for one thing. How did you do? Well, I know a lot more about pumping sewers now, because I talk with him. He knows a lot more about, you know, Jesus, hopefully. You know, anything you got. I mean, Jamie, you got daycare. Man, girl, you're just, yeah. Darla, you're just, I mean, people are talking about you. I made you famous, girl. I can't take that. But I go, hey, all over the earth, I want Darla's moms. She's a good cook. She's this, she's that. I said, I know. And so I take a lot of... I'm not going to take that. I think it was Jesus. I'm going to give it right back to Jesus. Who the Son sets free, you're free indeed. Hallelujah. Let's stand. Jeremy, let's recite, let's sing, and let's believe what America really is according to the anointing of these men and women. I don't know if it was a man or a woman that wrote these, but they're anointed. And if we sing them with the anointing, we're going to see something so beautiful about the greatness of America. Amen. Let's do that.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watch were so gallant.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for America. We thank you for the United States of America. We thank you for the governments that you have placed. We repent, Lord, for those areas that we have done wrong in, and that we need to ask for forgiveness and repentance and forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that we can be a better people because, God, that there are men and women that broke the yoke, broke the bondage and the burden on people's lives because they had revelation and they shared it. We thank you for these people that even whether they be in heaven or on earth as of yet, but those that wrote those songs and sang those songs, God, we ask you that you continue to bless them. And Lord, that you continue to bless the anointing that breaks the yoke for the United States of America and throughout the earth, that we will be a beacon, we will be a bright light, we will be a light and a lighthouse on the hill. And Father, we release that upon each of us on this 4th of July weekend. And God, that all of our celebration will be about someone sacrificing something greater than just a 4th of July celebration, but gave their lives to give us freedom. We thank you and we praise you for this now. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. God bless you. May you have a great 4th of July. You are dismissed.